It's Monday, May 29th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. ISIS is calling for an all-out war on the, quote, infidels, unquote, in the West, as the Islamic holy month of Ramadan began last Friday evening, reports The Telegraph. ISIS told supporters, quote, Muslim brothers in Europe who cannot reach the Islamic State lands, attack them in their homes, their markets, their roads, and their forums, unquote. General Jack Keane appeared on the story on Fox News Channel last Friday and said, quote, we're going to have a wave of attacks worldwide, unfortunately. Attacks always go up during Ramadan, unquote. One such Muslim attack during Ramadan was the slaughter of 28 Coptic Christians in Egypt on Friday aboard a bus on their way to a prayer meeting, many of whom were children. I'll tell you the whole tragic story in my special report immediately following today's newscast so that you may be inspired to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in that hostile region where Pharaoh once enslaved the Jews. Ramadan, a 30-day period of fasting and reflection, began last Friday night and lasts through June 24th. Sounds like they need to do a whole lot more fasting and reflecting and less killing. No wonder Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has declined a request to host an event to mark Islam's holy month of Ramadan, breaking with the bipartisan tradition in place with few exceptions for nearly 20 years, reports Christian Today. Since 1999, the top U.S. diplomat has personally hosted a Ramadan event every year, often in the State Department's Grand Benjamin Franklin Room, except for 3 years. President Donald Trump is actively discussing major changes in the White House, including having lawyers vet his tweets and shaking up his top staff, reports the Wall Street Journal. Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, might be shown the door. Astute observers noticed that Spicer, a devout Catholic, was denied an audience with Pope Francis at the Vatican by Trump during the president's recent visit. President Trump expanded the pro-life Mexico City policy last week to include all foreign non-governmental organizations. The Reagan-era rule that bans U.S. funding for groups that perform or promote abortion previously applied only to family planning groups, such as the International Planned Parenthood Federation. About $8.8 billion in U.S. funds will fall under the expanded rule called, quote, Protecting Life and Global Health Assistance, unquote. The new rule will cover health programs for HIV/AIDS, maternal and child health, and malaria treatment, which had been sneaking abortions in as well. CFAM's Lisa Carenti said the policy change was necessary to cut U.S. funding for all international abortion, since abortion giants like Planned Parenthood are no longer the only groups providing abortions around the world. For the second time this year, an ambulance was dispatched to the Stanford Health Center Planned Parenthood, an abortion mill located in my hometown of Stamford, Connecticut, reports Life News. A 29-year-old female who was having her baby killed had lost consciousness, but was breathing normally. It is assumed she was transported to a nearby hospital. The previous medical emergency at that Planned Parenthood abortion mill took place on February 15, 2017, in which an ambulance was called because a patient suffered a seizure. Operation Rescue has documented in a new video, which we have linked in our transcript, a total of 48 medical emergencies at Planned Parenthood abortion mills across America since January of 2016, 21 of which took place within the first 5 months of 2017. In other pro-life news, YouTube removed the latest video exposing Planned Parenthood directors laughing about dismembering fully formed babies hours after it was published, a move pro-life activists say is a cave to censorship pressure from the abortion industry. The most recent video footage, which showed the Center for Medical Progress President David Dalyden interviewing Planned Parenthood abortionists and portions of a panel discussion at a National Abortion Federation conference, was widely shared last Thursday. After sparking numerous horrified reactions across social media, YouTube took the video down around 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday night. The footage shows abortionists explicitly referring to their work as, quote, violence, unquote, and, quote, killing, unquote, complaining about how hard it is to rip apart with forceps the, quote, tough little object, unquote, known as the baby, and bemoaning that they do not have many forums where they can share their stories about, quote, heads that get stuck that we can't get out, unquote. Pro-life advocates believe YouTube censorship is a craven attempt to suppress the truth. Culture of Life Africa founder Obianuju Ekiocha mused on Twitter in response to the censorship, quote, "Have you ever wondered how the Nazis' crimes committed against humanity were not stopped sooner? YouTube shows us exactly how that's possible," unquote. Divine justice will one day prevail. Revelation 21:8 says, "But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death," unquote. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee said he is in disbelief that former President Barack Obama is still congratulating himself on Obamacare. Obama met in Berlin with German Chancellor Angela Merkel last Thursday, where he praised his signature legislation despite its worsening situation. Listen to Huckabee's response while talking with Bill Hemmer on America's Newsroom on Fox News.
Bill, one of the things he said was, "I'm so proud of what we did with health care. Look, health care is falling apart in America because of Obamacare." It's almost like the captain of the Titanic who said, "We didn't save the ship. It still went down. But by golly, our orchestra played the best arrangement of Nearer My God to Thee that has ever been played." I mean, I just can't believe that the guy is still out there congratulating himself and patting himself on the back to the point he nearly breaks his arm about what a great job he did.
The House GOP plan to replace Obamacare was just scored by the Congressional Budget Office, which estimated that it will lower premiums but lead to 23 million people losing their health insurance by 2026. The bill is now in the hands of the U.S. Senate. Margaret Court, the Christian Australian tennis champion, announced she will stop using the Australian Airlines Qantas after it has publicly promoted homosexual faux marriage. In a letter published by the Australian Associated Press, Court wrote, quote, "I believe in marriage as a union between a man and a woman as stated in the Bible. Your statement leaves me no option but to use other airlines where possible for my extensive traveling," unquote. The most decorated tennis player in history, Court is now 74 and ministers with the Pentecostal Victory Life Church in Perth. By the way, Qantas's chief executive, Alan Joyce, is himself an open homosexual. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong." According to the U.S. government's National Center for Education Statistics, 33% of American eighth graders currently believe that Canada is a dictatorship. You heard that right, a dictatorship. Alternately called the nation's report card, the publication presents the results of standardized tests given to more than 29,000 eighth grade students across America last year. The students who participated in the assessment were given multiple choice and open-ended questions pertaining to the subjects of U.S. history, geography, and civics. Sample questions and information about how students performed on them can be viewed on an interactive version of the report at the website nationsreportcard.gov. nationsreportcard.gov. Just another reason to educate your children at home. How far we've fallen as a country from the days of the New England Primer. And if that's not in your home library, get a copy today through the link in our transcript at theworldview.com. What does the worldview mean to you? What sets it apart from other news sources? Do you share the audio or text with your family, your small group, or your church? Do you ever look up the scriptures I cite? Please email me a 2-to-10-sentence response and include your full name, city, and state. I'd like to share your detailed thoughts with other listeners, both in our daily newscast as well as in an email to our subscribers who receive our weekday email in their inbox. Send it to adam@theworldview.com. That's adam@theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, May 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. As promised, here's my special report. Last Friday, at least 28 people were killed in Egypt after unidentified Muslim gunmen opened fire on a bus carrying Coptic Christians in what officials are calling a terror attack, reports CNN. 10 masked gunmen in fatigues opened fire from 3 four-wheel drive vehicles on a desolate stretch of desert road as the passengers traveled to a prayer gathering at St. Samuel the Confessor Monastery near the city of Minya. Claiming to be security officers, the gunmen ordered the passengers to get out. They separated the men from the women and children and instructed them to surrender their mobile phones. They told the men to recite the Shahada, the Islamic Declaration of Faith. When the men refused, the gunmen opened fire, killing several with a single shot to the head, according to the New York Times. 25 others were injured. Many children were among the victims. Hours later, Egypt responded with airstrikes against Muslim terrorist camps in the Sinai Peninsula and on the border with Libya, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi said in an on-camera statement, according to state-run Nile TV. In a statement Friday, President Donald Trump said the, quote, merciless slaughter of Christians in Egypt tears at our hearts and grieves our souls. Wherever innocent blood is spilled, a wound is inflicted upon humanity. But this attack also steals our resolve to bring nations together for the righteous purpose of crushing the evil organizations of terror and exposing their depraved, twisted, and thuggish ideology. Unquote. Well said, President Trump. One Open Doors worker in Egypt said, quote, Ramadan is a very long 30 days during which Christians in schools, work, or public spaces will receive harsh looks and verbal harassments from devout Muslims because of their faith. They are ridiculed for not fasting like Muslims, unquote. And as this latest Muslim attack affirms, Christians also face life-threatening physical violence. According to Open Doors, Egypt ranked number 21 on the 2017 World Watch List, with the persecution level rated very high. About 90% of the country's population of 95 million people identify as Muslim. Islamic extremism, especially by the group known as ISIS, has led to an increase in terrorist activities in recent months. The question from King David is disturbingly applicable. How long, O Lord, will wicked people triumph? How long? Psalm 94, 3. This has been another special report. I'm Adam McManus.